AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Going to the airport could soon get even more stressful. AP correspondent Ed Donahue tells us why.
The Federal Aviation Administration says it will reduce air traffic by 10% across 40 high-volume markets starting Friday morning. FAA Administrator Brian Bedford says the reduction during the government shutdown will impact thousands of flights nationwide.
When we see pressures building in these 40 markets, we just can't ignore it, you know, and we're not going to wait for a safety problem to truly manifest itself when the early indicators are telling us we can take action today to prevent, you know, things from deteriorating.
There have been staffing shortages among air traffic controllers who've been working without a paycheck. Some have called in sick.
The system is extremely safe today. It will be extremely safe tomorrow. And if the pressures continue to build, even after we take these measures, we'll come back and take additional measures.
Major airlines, aviation unions, and the travel industry have been urging Congress to end the shutdown. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Federal investigators say a UPS cargo plane's wing caught fire and an engine fell off before it crashed in Kentucky. Authorities in Louisville say at least 12 people are reported dead and others are still missing. A majority of the Supreme Court justices seem skeptical of whether President Trump can unilaterally impose tariffs. The court heard arguments yesterday. Challengers say Trump is illegally using an emergency law. A federal judge ordered authorities to improve a Chicago area immigration facility. Detainees in Broadview, Illinois must be given items, including soap, toilet paper, toothbrushes, and toothpaste. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. The FDA is cracking down on websites selling unapproved Botox for cosmetic purposes. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
The Food and Drug Administration sent warning letters to 18 websites selling counterfeit or unapproved versions of Botox after receiving reports of injuries, including toxic side effects. Botox is a diluted, purified form of one of the most toxic substances in the world. In rare cases, the toxin can spread beyond the injection site to other parts of the body, paralyzing or weakening muscles needed for breathing and swallowing. The FDA says patients should only receive the drugs from health professionals who are licensed and trained to administer them, and urges anyone experiencing signs of botulism to seek immediate medical care. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.